Right. So, hello everyone. In the agenda, it says that I was supposed to be joined by my colleague Fabian, but he could not come because of logistics reasons. So, if you came here just to listen to him, you will be disappointed. So, my talk is called LLVM meets code property graphs, and today I want to talk about this thing, like what is code property graphs and its application in the security and software analysis domain. So a few words about me. If you want to find out more, there is a blog. I'm on Twitter, and also you can drop me an email if you have any questions and such. So I work for a company called Shift Left Security, and we are basically building the tools for custom static code analysis. So my responsibility there is to make it work with LLVM, so that we can handle languages like C, C++, and so on, like more of them. So before we start, want to ask you some questions. Can you see a problem with this code? Anyone? Just shout, like. Yeah, double free. Nice. So it was like 4 seconds. Can you see a problem with this code? Use after free. Yeah, that was actually faster. But can you see a problem with this code? So apparently you can, if you have enough time and power, you can probably spend some ages and to analyze it manually to see how it works and so on, but yeah, that's not practical. Therefore, we kind of have to use some tooling and gently ask machines to help us with this task. So I want to show you some demo. So this is the basic example. The first one was double free, like how do you find it with the tooling? So first, you need to create to load this program into memory, and so that you can run some queries to analyze it. Then it's actually very easy. It's an easy example. So to find double free, we just need from like data flow perspective.